Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
Kaya FM 95.9. Yes, it's been an election week. And we did have our blom-blom. And we did have our political leaders coming through. And I wanted to know, how are they doing? Because they gave us their side of the story and their predictions. And maybe how they see the future coming to power. In the likes of PAC, we had Mr. Mloto, who was here in the studio with us. And in the conversation we had, it did tell us that they have about 900,000.
900,000 members.
Yes. Okay, yeah. No problem. Mr. Mloto, sharp
kunjani? Sharp. Good morning and to... Good morning to all the listeners of KFM.
Looking at the scoreboard right there at Results Operation Center, how would you say the PAC is doing?
We are very shocked. The PAC is doing very bad. It is not what we have expected, both in terms of our membership, in terms of our support, in terms of the effort we put into the campaign. Because everywhere we went in our campaigns, there was an excitement. People were excited to see the PAC, and they were just demanding more from the PAC. Now, looking into the screen and what's happening, we found it extremely shocking.
What is that number right now? What is that number right now nationally, Mr. Mloto?
Nationally, I think in the early hours of the morning, we went to close, it was like 22,000.
22,000.
Yes.
Okay. So as it stands, you guys don't have a seat in Parliament?
Yes, you are right. You are correct.
What do you attribute this to? Because, I mean, when we talked to you, you did say that you guys have 900,000 members. Where do you think they have gone? Who are they voting for in your analysis?
Look, this one, there's no logic I can attach. I mean... For the past couple of elections, they've never even matched our membership apart from the support and the supporters. Now, in the past, we have had a negative reaction. This time around, we have positive reaction. I wouldn't tell you. I mean, there's no logic. I wouldn't even guess because I don't know what happened. Now, however, when you go through all the reports that we get from various, and we don't want to apportion blame to anyone or anything. It is bad, it is unacceptable, and as a party, we need to seriously look into it going forward.
With 75% of the vote counted, PAC is sitting at 23,671. So if it happens that you guys don't get a seat in Parliament, what's the future of PAC?
No, the future of the PAC has never depended on the seats in Parliament. It has always been... The seat that we have been having in Parliament have not been making much impact anyway, and they did not reflect an effective implementation of the PAC policies. I think the PAC will need to redefine ourselves in terms of what is it that we need to begin to do to influence the society, and also what will be the short and the medium term, because we can't just wait for the next election. But we'll come back in a very different and strong way.
Mr. Mloto, thank you very much for your time, Khotmanami, and let's hope something will happen in the remainder of the vote and you'll get that seat that you much need in the Parliament.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And we move from PAC, we go to my main man, all the way from the Democratic Alliance, my main man, Soli Prasodin, Mr. Bramsoj. Hey, Bramsoj.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm still feeling a little bit tired, but I'm good.
Eita.
All right. So let's get right down to it. Are you still upbeat? We are about three quarters of the way. How are you feeling? Do you feel that you are getting just rewards for all the work that you've put in ahead of the elections?
Look, I mean, thank you very much, Skumba, and good morning to the listeners of Kaya. I think we have done our analysis. You know, in Gauteng, I think we'll still be able to bring the African National Congress under 50%, which is something that we said to do. At a national level, we're doing an analysis, and we've realized that we might have lost, quite a bit of votes that might have gone towards the Freedom Front. And I think, you know, once you analyze what is the real cause, what is happening there, you realize that, you know, there might have been people who thought that, you know, staying in the Democratic Alliance and with the extreme views would be the way to go. But, I mean, we have always maintained that we want to build a party that is non-racial, non-sexist, and, you know, we want to make sure that going forward, we build a party that whether you're black, white, Indian, colored, whether you're Afrikaans or Zulu, you should belong into the particular party. So we've lost, you know, quite a bit towards the Freedom Front, and you know what they represent and what they stand for. So, yeah, our analysis are showing that that is the case. But one thing that is very much encouraging is that we have grown significantly in the black vote. We have grown significantly in the Indian vote, which then tells us that you know, our message has been resonating with the people out there.
I want to know your feelings about the people that left and went to the Freedom, the FF Plus, and they are white. It's the white vote that decided to go the other way. Do you think that they feel like they can't relate to what you and maybe Umusima Imani are all about?
No, Skuma, I think the main issue here, and you can almost pinpoint where the votes were lost. It's mainly in your rural settings, even in Gauteng, your extreme west, which is your Krugersdorp, your Merafong, the surrounding area. And if you look into your east of Gauteng, which is your, you know, Pretoria east towards Bromersprayt, and those particular areas, that's where you realize that, you know, most of, you know, the votes had actually been lost. But I think if you were to analyze, it's this issue of, you know, land expropriation without compensation. And you would have seen that the ANC has actually even lost some votes towards the economic freedom fighters relating to these kind of issues. So you have people who have left almost what I would call the centralist parties towards either the extreme left or the extreme right, which is in a way, you know, talking to the sense of nationalization, either coming from your Afrikaner group or who are coming from the other side of the black group as well. So, you know, this is something that I think is emerging. And it's something that one needs to start analyzing and then say, how do we then move forward? And how do you then bring in people together with, you know, the project of Ubabu Nelson Mandela, of bringing people from different backgrounds, different pigmentation, and bring them people together to say, how do we build a South Africa that belongs to all of us?
But I'm sorry, we'll give you a call later. Just before the results. But yeah, so far, we have about a long way to go for Gauteng. We still have about 40% of the votes not counted. So this thing might change and go either way. But we will be in touch, Khodman. And thank you very much for answering our call.
Thank you very much, Baba. Looking forward to talking to you later.
Hey, Tara. And then we move from Utam Soja with Democratic Alliance. We go to Prabizo Mulimane, who is out at Results Operations Center. Prabizo.
Excellent.
Shabunya no tem.
Hey, Tara. Hey, Tara.
All right. Who do you have for us over there, Prabizo?
I've got Khodman Ubaba Godfrey Makamu. He is the leader of the African Covenant. This is the party, but he's responsible for the Soweto Johannesburg region. Let me hand over the phone quickly to you.
All right.
I just want to know, since well, the small parties have decided to go to Batlangane and they want the rerun of the elections, I want to know your feeling on that one.
Yes, indeed, Kumba. You'll understand. Even in the past, in fact, we've been dealing with damage control. All these cases that have been reported, they only acted after we exposed them. We report in our PLC IC meetings, and seemingly they were not taking them until when we had been. They get exposed through the social media, like the case in Binoni, and it's when that they acted. But we must say we are very much disappointed that they are not able to listen to us, because we are getting information from our party agents, from people at the grassroots level, and whenever we're in the meeting, we're raising them, and they've been rubbishing them. For example, the issue of the ink, ink mark. We reported it some days before, and we were told that it's not there.
Okay.
And it's only yesterday that they confirmed, and that yes, they even arrested people. I think all sort of yes, they've heard about it because it was also broadcasted nationally.
So Bob, because what I'm gonna do is right now is I wanna make things nice and simple because I have Mr. Sai Mababulo from the IEC. He's on standby, but we'll call you later on to find out would you still stand by wanting the rerun of the elections or not. And we go straight to Mr. Sai Mababulo. Eta Sai. Hey, Brother Sai, hey, upi zikotmaniami. I want to know from you. Let's be honest, me and you. You sat here. The first question I asked you was, is the IEC ready for this election? And your answer was absolutely. Do you feel the same way right now after all that has been discovered from Guma Ink to I'm a ballot papers, I'm a scanner, the crooks. All these things that are coming your way and you getting more attention than the actual elections and the political parties. How is your feeling right now, Tasai?
Skumba, the first thing that we need to realize is that the election went well at a substantial majority of the voting stations. In fact, where problems were reported, it's not even 1%. So it's important, therefore, that when we say there were problems and so on, we must bear that at the back of our minds. Indeed, there were problems reported, and we've tried to resolve as many of those as soon as they landed on our table. Let's tell you about the scanners. Those scanners were maintained. They were taken to a maintenance service provider. The software on those scanners was reloaded afresh. They went through a diagnostic test, and all the 30,000 of them went through that process. Now, you also mentioned the issue of ballot papers. We provisioned ballot papers for 100% of voting of the voting population, plus built in a buffer of 7.6% to avoid shortages because people were going to be moving from one station to the other. The issue of people voting where they are not registered is something that together as a nation we have to look at and resolve, because if we don't, it's going to create problems for the future. Because it throws your planning out of line. You know that the 2,000 people here, I'm providing 2,000 ballot papers. Now 3,000 for people come. You've not provisioned for that. You couldn't have anticipated that. You couldn't have predicted that. So it is...
Can I just jump in there? Were you not warned before the elections that going out and actually communicating to the public that there is such a thing as Section 24A would cause logistical problems? You're talking about you hadn't anticipated it now.
No, what I'm saying, we knew about it and we built in a buffer. But you can't have a buffer of more than 100%. It's not cost efficient to do that. You have a buffer within a certain level of tolerance. And insofar as that related to ballot papers, that buffer was determined at 7.6% above the number of people that were registered. That was our anticipation of it. But if more than 1,000 people come who are not registered at the station, your logistical provisioning is going to be affected.
Okay, I want to know this thing, when it aside. The people that were working in the stations, were they given training And do you think they are part of the cause of all the problems that they're encountering right now? Because if I see a queue outside of about 400 people and I have 100 ballot papers, as the person who,
presiding officer,
must see that I'm running out of ballot papers right now.
Mm.
It's that I'm delaying the process a bit and I'm calling someone to bring the ballot papers. And how far are the offices that have ballot papers? Because we've been waiting for this moment for 5 years, Prasai. Like, it's 5 years. It's not like we wake up last week and say, let's have voter next week.
No. You are right, actually. I agree with you, absolutely. The first instruction that we issued was that 100% of ballot papers must go to the station. That's point number one. Point number two, there is an manager.
We're losing Dasai.
Shortages and so on. He can attend to those people. You know. So yes, there was human failure in some of these problems that were reported, because they ought to have known, they ought to have reacted, and there was that capacity that we provided for that purpose.
Dasai, we'll give you a call later on today, because we still have about 20-something percent to go before the final vote, and we still have about 50% of the votes to be counted for Gauteng. So please take our call later, Nyana, on when we want to talk to Dasai. And thank you very much for availing yourself, Kazlam.
No, thanks,
Kumba. Good night, Shab Dasai.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.